Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, December 22nd, 2008. Israeli military kidnapped 10 Palestinian civilians from the West Bank, and Tzipi Livni calls for Hamas to be toppled. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Free Gaza Movement reported on Sunday that the Qatari ship, the first Arab solidarity boat to break the Israeli siege, sailed out of Gaza after activists on board spent 48 hours delivering humanitarian supplies and observing the negative and devastating effects of the unjust Israeli siege. The activists visited relief organizations and educational facilities in the coastal region. 15 Qatari nationals and international peace activists were on board the ship. Also on Sunday, Palestinian sources in the Gaza Strip reported that a woman was wounded after the Israeli army fired a surface-to-surface missile at a group of fighters east of Gaza City. Medical sources at Kamal Adwan Hospital reported that the Palestinian woman suffered mild to moderate wounds. During the same airstrike, Israeli military helicopters shelled Tal Klebo area in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Damage was reported, but no injuries. In Israel, Tzipi Livni, Israel's foreign minister, said in a statement over the weekend that her primary goal, if she is elected to office of prime minister, will be to topple the Hamas government in Gaza. Israel has begun a public relations campaign targeting key members of the United Nations Security Council, as well as EU countries, in order to gain support for a full-scale military invasion into Gaza, which would have devastating effects on the local populations already suffering from Israel's year-and-a-half-long siege. Also in the news today, according to the Israeli army, a group of Palestinian resistance fighters responded with heavy gunfire.